Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The nerves have officially kicked in, and it's almost time to jump in the car, head out to LA for the TV segment.
I'm so pumped. One great outfit choice.
Thanks. I went black.
Nice sweater. Beautiful. Love the chain coming across, too.
Mr. T action.
I was thinking The Rock. Like, you know the picture where he has, like, the fanny pack? It's like, you can see, like, your belt, and then you have the chain, too.
I don't have a turtleneck on, though.
They're going to think Dwayne Johnson. No, you are going to do so good, and I'm so excited. 9:15 this morning on CBS. As you can see behind me, I've already got the TV on.
I love that you're being like my hype person right now. I appreciate that.
I'm so ready. I'm going to hype you up if you do great or if you screw up. It's going to be all over social media. Don't worry.
Oh, I am sure. Yeah, it's really cool. Opportunity to go on to CBS to talk about the K-Frog Christmas Throwdown, our big party that's coming up December 5th. Let me run through the details so I make sure
I
know.
Let's practice.
Okay. Tucker Wetmore, Dasha, Mackenzie Carpenter, Hudson Westbrook. It's all happening at Great Park Live in Irvine. And you can get your tickets at kfrog.com.
That was so good. Okay, now do the weather.
It's going to be weathery.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Well, that is just disgusting. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. Kelly going to be on TV today. It's Anthony riding solo. You know, you marry somebody and you find out they have a few habits that you're just like, ugh. Well, I have a little nervous habit, and I guess it doesn't go over well with my wife.
You bite your nails off and you leave them around the house. I find your big old nails on the floor, on your nightstand, in the laundry, like you put them in your pockets.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's a little gross. My nervous little habit that I have is biting my nails, and at this point, I don't even know that I'm doing it. So I definitely don't know when I'm leaving nails all over the house. I get it. That's gross. I guess when you're walking barefoot too around the house and you step on one, probably not a good feeling. I will start throwing them away. But what's the gross habit that your significant other does? Time to call or text in 1-888-431-3764. Is it more disgusting than leaving nails all around the house? The grossest habit that your partner does. Mine is leaving fingernails around the house. I don't even know I'm doing it. I'll bite my nails. I don't know where the nails go. Apparently, they go all over the floor. That's mine. glad to know I'm not alone in being gross, though. A text from the 951 says, my husband will burp really loud when he drinks Coke just to bug me. Are you married to Buddy the Elf? And the 951, nose picking. We used to have somebody here who nose pick. I'm not going to name names. But we couldn't have certain snacks in the office because of him. Gross. Natalie in Huntington Beach, what is the gross habit that your husband does?
I mean, it's not gross, but it's obsessive that he cleans constantly.
That's like the furthest thing from a gross habit. You got it made.
No, you can't have a leaf in the yard. You can't have a leaf in the garage. He's obsessive.
See, now I have to agree with him on that, because when it comes to the yard and the garage, the man territory where things just have to be working, I thought he was like Windex and counters for you.
And he does that. He's a cleaner. He's an Italian cleaner, let me tell you.
Oh, we're quite the breed, us Italian cleaners.
Yes.
You can't make this stuff up. I just checked my phone. My wife said, I found two more of your fingernails. I'm not kidding. It's a gross habit. I'll agree. I have the terrible habit of not only biting my nails, which I know is gross within itself, but I also just leave the nails willy-nilly around the house. Sometimes they're on a table. Sometimes they're on the floor. It's kind of like finding Easter eggs, but nobody's having fun with it. I will say, though, I think my wife gets off pretty easy after reading some of these comments from other wives and what their husbands do. Like Melissa, who chimed in on Facebook, she said, Anthony, my husband also bites his fingernails, but instead of leaving them around the house, he keeps the nail in his mouth and chews on it further. You might as well swallow it at that point. And there were a few people who chimed in, and I think this one's gross. And my wife says I also do this, but I promise you I don't. Licking your fingers when you're eating. I get it. If I have ribs in front of me, unless there's like a chunk of meat that happens to land on my finger, yeah, I'll bite it off. But I'm not to all my fingers to get the barbecue sauce off. No way. Give me the wet nap. I will actually get up and wash my hands before I lick my fingers. PSA for all the gentlemen out there. Let's be a little bit cleanlier this weekend.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
From Riverside to Hollywood, our own Kelly is going to be on TV today. She left the studio a little while ago. Let's see where she's at. Kel, where are you?
I don't know what city I'm in. I think I'm in, like, Chino Hills. Does that sound right? Is that on the way to L.A.?
That is a city in the Inland Empire. Yes, it sounds like it is a thing.
I'm passing Reservoir.
Okay.
On the 60.
Yeah, I don't know where that is either. I'm no Magellan. So, at least, okay, you're heading in the right direction, it sounds.
Hey, GPS is telling me where to go.
Let's see. We are, just about 3-ish hours away from you being on TV?
Two.
Well, we don't know geography nor math.
915 Channel 2.
915 Channel 2. Kelly's going to be on TV. She's talking about the big Christmas throwdown that we're going to be putting on in December. We were practicing earlier. Tell me again the lineup.
It's an amazing lineup. Tucker Wetmore, Dasha, Mackenzie Carpenter, and Hudson Westbrook.
That's right. December 5th, Great Park Live in Irvine, which you can also get those tickets right now at kfrog.com. Kel, you keep trucking along wherever your GPS may take you, and we'll check in about an hour, and we'll get you ready for TV time.
Thank you.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
People weren't kidding when they told me kids are expensive. Cha-ching. Kelly, going to be on TV in just a little bit. It's Anthony just hanging out on your radio. A couple days ago, ran into an old friend I hadn't seen in a while. We went to high school together. They have three kids, two boys and a girl. And we got to talking about how expensive kids are these days. And they said something that caught me off guard. And they said their boys are way more expensive than their daughter. It's not just because they have two boys to one girl, but the boys each individually were draining their bank accounts. I thought, well, wait a minute. Girls have got to be the expensive ones, right? With clothes and makeup, the hair stuff. They said, no, they blow through sports equipment every season, which gets to be expensive. And then one of their teenage sons eats like he's preparing for hibernation. And then there's like broken stuff that I never even took into account. Like one of them, they said, threw a football through their garage window. And then the other one had cracked a TV screen playing video games. I guess he got upset. Anger issues. So now I'm curious for the parents listening right now, if you've got both boys and girls, who's more expensive to raise in your house? Call or text. You can chime in. 1-888-431-3764. Wait until the teenage years hit, Anthony. You'll find out girls are way more expensive. Thank you to the 909 making my stomach churn on this Friday morning. It's Anthony on K-Frog as Kelly ventures her way out to Los Angeles for some TV time today. We're going to check in with her. Just about half an hour. Well, I've got a son and a daughter, and I was talking to some friends from high school. They're also in the same boat, and they said that their sons are way more expensive to raise than their daughter, which surprised me. Hey, Victoria and Beaumont, you got a boy and a girl?
I got two of each, and it's quite equal between how much you're spending on them.
Is it really?
I have both girl and boy. Prom, eating when they're growing. Oh, my God, my daughter can put it away, believe it or not. If she plays sports, it's about equal.
I don't know why I was just under this major impression that my daughter was going to take all my money, which she still might. But now I got to worry about the boy, too. Peter, do you have kids at all?
I do.
You do? What do you have?
I got a boy and a girl.
You got a boy and a girl. Okay, same as me. How old are they?
I have a 14-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Perfect. Okay, who's more expensive?
Honestly, I'm going to have to say my daughter. She's got an expensive just... traits from her mother.
Sounds like you're trying to say shopping without saying shopping.
Exactly. Yep.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
We're going to have all eyes on the TV screen here at K-Frog this morning. Our own little TV star, Kelly, going to be on CBS. We're so excited. Let's check on our whereabouts. Kel, you almost there?
Okay. I'm in Pasadena now, but I am officially 24 minutes away, so I will be arriving early, which I should get a gold medal for that because I am always late.
I was going to make a joke, but you kind of beat me to it. I am so happy you are not going to be late for your call time as you are going to appear on CBS2 this morning.
Yes, 9:15 is when I'm supposed to go live. They want me there by 8:40, and I am going to be there way before then.
Now, this is not like a dig. I'm not making a joke, but you're going to have some extra time to sit in, like, the makeup chair and hang out in, like, the green room, I would think.
I don't think I am. I don't think I get a makeup artist. I don't know if they're going to touch me up. I hope so.
Well, no, because they want to have pretty people on their newscast.
Well, then they should have brought you, Aunt.
Kelly, my rosacea's flaring up. The heat is starting to come back. I was the wrong person to choose for this. You're going to crush it. How do you feel nerve-wise? I know you were pretty nervous leaving this morning.
I'm still nervous. I am going to be talking about the K-Frog Christmas show with Tucker Wetmore, Mackenzie Carpenter, Dasha, and Hudson Westbrook. But they're also going to ask me about the new CBS show, The Road, with Blake Shelton and Keith Urban.
Well, just act like you know, like, your first name basis friends with these guys and you can't say too much. Like, yeah, Blake and Keith, they said there's a lot of good stuff coming. Can't really reveal too many things yet.
I was just texting Blake. He said episode one is the best.
Well, we are so excited to see you in, just a few hours here. CBS 2, 9:15. You will see Kelly on there. Make sure you either stream it on your phone, turn on the TV at work, whatever you got to do. Kel will be having a watch party here, root me on.
Thank you. Thanks for holding it back at the studio.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Great way to listen to K-Frog when you are out and about. Download the free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Craig and Harupa, sounds like you're on the road right now. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm driving out to a job site right now.
Are you going to be by a TV by 9:15 this morning?
Ooh, 9:15? No, I'm going to be out at my job site trailer.
Dude, Kelly's going to be on the news. We can't miss this. This is important stuff.
Oh, shoot. I'll tell my wife to tune in, man.
There
yeah,
you go.
I thought I heard. What channel was it?
Channel 2. CBS 2. She's going to be doing a little segment coming up at 9:15. She's going to be talking about our big Christmas throwdown that's going on in December.
Is she going to really hold her hands up and show the sweat?
I told her, I said, if you're going to have those sweaty palms, let that be a little message that you're saying hi to me. She kept saying no. I hope she does it. Poor thing was so nervous, but I think she is going to do great. Tell the wife to tune in 9:15. I mean, we're minutes away from Kelly being on TV. We're going to have a watch party here. I got to get the popcorn ready.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
So if you were watching CBS 2, you may not have seen Kelly. Why? Because the news was simulcast to KCAL 9. So hopefully there were some people who flipped over. Like, we had realized here, like, why isn't she, did they not let her on? No, she was on a different channel. So CBS, KCAL, sister stations. Anyway, Kelly did wonderful. She was great. Pitched the Christmas throwdown like nobody else could. And since I don't have the face for TV, I'll do it for you on the radio. K-Frog's Christmas Throwdown, December 5th, with Tucker Wetmore, Dasha, Hudson Westbrook, and Mackenzie Carpenter. Great Park Live in Irvine, December 5th. We'd love to see you there. Go grab those tickets at kfrog.com.
Staring out into the wild blue yonder, so many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.